Damien Hopley, thanks for your time. Why is this day so important and important to do at this stage?
We just feel that as a sport and an industry, we have a collaborative responsibility from the RFU, Premiership Rugby and the RPA to actually maybe lay out some of the more significant aspects of being a professional rugby player. We all assume that by signing a first-year contract, all the players here are very talented. The question is now is how can we benefit the players by giving them advice on what happens off field to help them become better professionals. So after what's been a pretty good couple of years for rugby, we obviously had a few blips along the way, but by and large we feel there's a responsibility now for us to help impart some knowledge onto the younger players to help them become better players.
Fantastic. Now, why is the responsibility for this coming down to the RPA when these players have signed into academies in clubs and it should possibly be something that the club should be doing?
Well, we feel that we're probably best placed as independent players, advisors, as the players' union, to take them through perhaps some of the pitfalls that other players have experienced. And, you know, professional rugby has been going now for 16 years. We've had a lot of incidents around injury, off-field issues. We now have the whole explosion of social media, so we feel we're probably best placed to harness all the necessary ingredients and deliver them in a way that the players feel isn't threatening or lecturing, but actually just saying to the guys, look, this is part and parcel now being a professional sportsman. And we work very closely with the RFU and the clubs. I think we all have the same duty of care to the players to look after them and ensure that when they come across these issues, they're better informed as to how to deal with them.
What do you think it would be like for these players without this sort of insight into the various options, various things that you're covering today?
Well, it's interesting. I was talking to Danny Grucock and David Barnes, and David now working for us at the Players Association. And we've all said, wouldn't this have been fantastic to have this as an 18-year-old, 19-year-old going into your professional first professional contract? So I think it just provides a valuable service to the players. But more importantly, for the players themselves, they probably get to fast-track their knowledge on some of the issues that might be coming down the road at them. So particularly around social media, we had a bit of fun here today with a rogue Facebook account which caught a few of the players out, including myself, from a very attractive lady who doesn't actually exist, and we all befriended her. It's a valuable lesson on what we should and shouldn't be doing.
Sorry, I set that account up, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. We know where you live. It's a good example of people who perhaps I think we're quite trusting within rugby, and I think we just need to be slightly aware that as the profile of the game grows, particularly around a World Cup year, that people who may not be quite so savoury are looking to get involved in the game and perhaps looking to take advantage of some of the younger players coming into the game.
And finally, in terms of the work that the RPA does, I imagine it's a useful exercise for you guys to put yourself in front of these new academy players so that they can get a real sense that you are on their side and that you're an organisation that is looking out for them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing we can do. If the first touch point these players have of the RPA is through us, and hopefully many of them will never have to sort of deal with us in terms of the trade union side of what we do. But the other services we offer, particularly around our player development programme, all the advice we give, the counselling we give, the insurance support, all the fun offers and t-shirts and cars and phones that the players love is a key part of what we do. So it's the first opportunity for us to get in front of the players, explain what we're all about, show them that we are here for them, and hopefully as their careers go on to bigger and better things. And we were saying to them at the outset, Charlie Sharples and Manitou Alangi were sat in this room just 2 years ago, and 2 years later they're out representing the full England side in international. So it shows you how quickly the game moves on, and so from our point of view, we just need to put those key messages across to players and make them aware that we are there for them. We are their trade union.
And with that sort of speed, the information can't come soon enough. Damien Hopley, thanks very much for your time.
No worries, thanks.